celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. I think you might agree that pet gates and the doors can be beautiful, and here to talk with us about what one company's mission is to turn out custom wood doors is Erica Dimmick with Vintage Doors. Hi, Erica. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So tell us all about Vintage Doors. What makes this so special?
Well, Vintage Doors, we actually handcraft solid wood vintage doors in a way. So all of our products, if you go to vintagedoors.com, that's our website, all of our products are proudly handcrafted in the United States right here in northern New York. We're actually located in the Thousand Islands region of the state. So everything is totally handcrafted to the homeowner's specifications. We can build products of various sizes, different designs, and we offer a variety of wood choices as well. So we're really flexible.
Well, I know when I do look at your website, vintagedoors.com, I see some of the most beautiful doors and gates. I really haven't seen anything like that. Can you talk a little bit about that, about the pet doors and gates? Because they're really spectacular.
We definitely have a variety of products, but we definitely also have, we've honed in on the pet market because, as you know, one of the most important members of our family is our pets. So, we have a variety of different options. Typically, for the pet door line in particular, we can actually incorporate, like in a door, in an exterior door or a screen and storm door, we can incorporate a really nice looking functional pet door. So instead of getting one of those plastic, I don't want to downplay the plastic pet doors that are on the market, but they're really not aesthetically pleasing. They stand out in a lot of ways like a sore thumb. So, you know, we incorporate in a lot of our door models, exterior doors and screen doors, as I was saying, a moving pet door that is built out of wood. So you'd have a panel in the bottom portion of your door that moves freely as your pet went in and out. So it kind of blends in with the overall character and the uniqueness of our product. But also, you know, it just gives your home that extra functionality too for your pets.
Yeah, they really are stunning. I mean, talking about it really doesn't do it justice at all. But I know nothing's going to be typical because they're custom, but can you walk us through the process from start to finish when we choose the product we like and then how long will it take to receive it? What's the kind of step-by-step process?
Yeah, and also I kind of jumped over, I apologize, also the gate. The gate product we also offer on the interior of your home. If you're passing from one room to the next, you know, you can get a pet gate that would essentially, you know, keep your pet protected in one area of the house versus the other. So those are all solid wood, custom built, in a variety of designs that are really, they add value and beauty to your home. But in terms of the process, we have a number of representatives here standing by to help, you know, homeowners, especially do-it-yourselfers. So if you're afraid of measuring or you're not really sure what you want, that's totally fine. Like, we're here to help you. So certainly you can either call us and discuss your project or go online on our website, vintagedoors.com. On the website, you know, you'd pick your door or your gate. You'd put in, there's basically a quote form that you would input information into, and then submit that to us, and we would get back to you. So we would need to know, you know, what design you want, what size, and if you just have an approximate size for now, that's fine, just to get an idea of pricing. And then we can help you really hone in on the real actual measurements if you need help there. And then you'd also pick your options. We have pet screen. If you're getting a screen door, you could pick a material, a pet screen material. So there's a lot of different drop-down menus just to kind of build your own product and then submit a quote to us. Once you're comfortable with everything that's on the quote and everything's exactly as you wish, we would send like a formal proposal with a drawing of the product before you ordered so you get a visual.
Well, I think that helps a lot because I know when we built our home, 9 years ago, we hadn't really some of the things we didn't think through, and we did have an automatic doggy door installed with the idea that it was going to be going out into the garden and make it a really nice fenced in area, and we never finished that. And so there's this, this little hole that just kind of sits there, and I mean, it's, nothing can get in or out, including our dogs, but, we often think if we were, had it to do over again, you know, we would have done something aesthetically pleasing like, what you have. Now, since you guys are in New York and like say, if I could, you know, turn back time and I was getting this done, would you even encourage the builders to get in touch with you as well?
Yeah, you know, it's oftentimes we deal with a homeowner for the designing, you know, aspect where you know what you want, you know, in terms of the visual. You know, this is the door that I want. But when it comes to measurements, sometimes you just want that additional support from a contractor or whoever just to take another look at everything. So a second set of eyes is always important. And we don't discourage that. So, but you don't need to take that route. Like I said, you know, we're here if you're handy, if you have a friend that's handy, or, you know, just anybody in general, you know, we can help guide you through what you need to know, how you need to measure, and we have kind of like a check system. So before you order, you're not rushed or anything like that. So you would want to just make sure that everything's as you wish and we could answer any questions that you have. On the more complicated projects, you would probably want to get a contractor, but that's not 100% of the time.
I think, too, once people can spend a little time surfing your web and, you know, feeling comfortable, and the products really are beautiful. You guys do such outstanding work, and I think anybody that is going down that road that really wants something special would not have a problem using your website. So, Erica, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for inviting us, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
You do the same. For more information, log on to VintageDoors.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out how to help make our mutts look marvelous. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Hi, I'm Junior, Director of Marketing for Phyto-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for us dogs. I have the best job in the world, sniffing out hotels and destinations where they roll out the red carpet for canines and humans alike. To find out where I've been lately and to learn how you can travel like me, pick up a copy of Phyto Friendly magazine at your local bookstore or subscribe online at phytofriendly.com to find out what all the barking's about.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where fresh and natural pet food is created in the comfort of your home. Learn more about how dehydrated food compares to kibble, canned, raw, and homemade diets at thehonestkitchen.com. So many people are probably familiar with John Paul Mitchell hair care products, but many may not know about its pet line, John Paul Pet. Here to talk with us today is Gina Dial. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm so looking forward to talking to you. I love your company tagline. It says tested on humans first. So tell us a little bit about that and when John Paul Mitchell Systems entered the pet market.
Well, when John Paul Mitchell Systems entered the human hair market, one of the things that John Paul DeJoria did was try to get the animal testing out of the beauty industry, because 30 years ago, they were doing a lot of animal testing, especially with the hair color, the dyes, the shampoos, etc. And so he got all of the other manufacturers on board, and so they really stopped testing on animals in the hair care market that long ago, and he was the one who headed up that whole program. And then when John Paul Pet came into being about 5 years ago, John Paul always said that because the products are using a lot of the same, they're using a lot of the same,
ingredients.
No. Research. The research. So there was 30. There were, you know, we've got 30 years of research behind the Paul Mitchell human line. And so there's a lot of that research that translated over into the pet line. And then they took the pH of the product and they adjusted it for the pet. So it's milder than human shampoos. And so we're saying that it's tested on humans first because, yes, indeed, we made sure that, you know, certainly it would work on humans because it's milder than the actual human product.
Well, congratulations on all of that and leading the way. And certainly, you know, there's so much more ahead of everybody to do to, you know, stop animal testing. But then that's a whole other show. So what are some of the pet products that we can find when we visit your website, johnpaulpet.com?
Well, we have three categories of products. We have the shampoos, the conditioners, and then we have the wipes. The shampoos, of course, are what we think of for ourselves, and they are really, really luxurious. They're all botanicals, but they feel wonderful on your hands, especially when you're shampooing your dogs. And then, of course, the effect that they have on the coats and the fur is amazing. We use so many moisturizers. The one thing in doing the research for pet shampoos that came out from everyone being veterinarians and consumers and anyone handling pets and animals is that their coat is always in need of moisture. And so all of the botanicals that we use really impart a great deal of moisture into the coat to the surface of the skin. And then the conditioners, you know, we know that as consumers, that really who's buying the shampoos for their pets and the grooming products are mainly female. It's about 68-70% female. And we know that because as females, we've been taught when you wash your hair, you also condition your hair. So when you shampoo, you condition. So we came out with conditioners that do the exact same thing and just push even more moisture into the pet's coats. And we knew that women would understand shampooing and conditioning. And then the wipes are really cool because you can clean your pets away from home. You can clean them before they come back into the house. It's a real quick and convenient way to wipe off the dander, wipe off the dirt. The eye and ear wipes are for around the face and the ears and the eyes. It has absolutely no fragrance, but it absorbs odor, which is really great because you can use them anywhere on the body, and it will pick up any odor. And then we've got the full body and paw wipes, which moisturize. They've got lanolin. They make them really, really shiny. They have a nice, fresh scent. And then the tooth and gum wipes, which really, really are a tool to get inside your pet's mouth just to keep an eye on anything that's going on in there, and then also to help clean off the tartar and anything that may turn into bacteria or carry bacteria in the mouth. So those are really basically what the line is all about.
Well, I know, you know, we travel a lot, and we do use the wipes, and I really believe in them 110% just because of everything that our dogs are going to be encountering. I mean, we are in hotels, we're having a hotel review, and it may involve going out for a while and coming back in for a while. And, you know, these are not the types of, you know, times that you have time to go and get in the shower and take care of them. So it makes perfect sense. But I wonder what your top sellers actually are. Is there one or two that really, you know, perform over the others?
Well, it's very interesting. What we've noticed is that consumers recognize ingredients, and they recognize them because they see them in the human world as well. And our number one selling shampoo is oatmeal shampoo. And the oatmeal shampoo is the number one selling shampoo for the whole category. Our oatmeal shampoo is a little bit different in that when you smell it, you will smell the sweet almond oil. So our oatmeal shampoo has all of the benefits of oatmeal, but it also has the benefits of sweet almond oil and the fragrance, which is wonderful. Everyone loves the way our shampoo smells, and so that is our number one selling shampoo. A close second would be tea tree, which, again, the consumers have read enough and they know enough about tea tree products and what they do, and they're in very, very safe quantities in our products, so for cats or dogs. But it's a wonderful soother. It soothes hot spots, and it's just a great, great product and very, very recognizable as an ingredient by the consumer.
And I think the other thing that I found interesting that's a little different, and maybe some folks wouldn't expect to see this, but tell us a little bit about giving back. I see that you have John Paul Pet Clubs. What is that about?
Well, what we have currently is three different programs, and it all falls under the 1 Million Pet Adoptions program. And we have several things for retailers where we will bring, we will match them up with the closest shelter and bring those shelter dogs to the retail establishment and donate the products so that these dogs can be groomed while they're waiting to be adopted, because we know they'll feel better, they'll look better, and it's always nice to have that kind of attention. And so we have that program for retailers. We have a program for businesses who cannot, you know, they don't have a lot of traffic. So it's it may be an office building, or it may be the Girl Scouts who we'll be working with next year. Well, we will put together a group, and we will match them up with a local shelter, and we will put a custom program together with that group, going to the shelter, grooming the pets, walking the pets, helping to care for the pets. And then we also give them a certificate at the end of the program that they can frame that says that they contributed their time and effort to the community and gave back to the pets. And we have we also work with Dogs on Deployment, which is the military, and we are helping them bring awareness to the soldiers to know that when they are deployed, there is an organization who will find a foster home for their pet until they get back, so that they don't have to give up their pets. And we also are letting the civilian population know that you can volunteer to be one of those fosters for a soldier's pet, so you can take care of their pet for them while they're away. And then the last one, which is the newest program, is called the John Paul Pet Pals Program, P-A-L-S, which stands for Passionate Animal Lover. And we're getting a volunteer list from all across the country where these people would help, you know, in case we need some staffing at some of these events that we're doing. We need some extra help with the shelters handling the animals. We will draw from this list of volunteers, and we will keep the volunteers updated with, you know, John Paul Pet news, what's going on in the industry, what's going on with the shelters and rescues, of course, any new products that we have that we can tell them, new ways to use them, which is always fun. We get comments from different people using our products and saying, you can use it for this, you can use it for that. And we will keep them updated and abreast of what's going on with us, so that when we send them out there with the product, they know exactly how to use it and how to demonstrate it.
Well, those are all worthy causes. And so if someone wanted to get involved, they would simply go online to johnpaulpet.com and they could learn more.
Yes. In fact, there's a button on the johnpaulpet.com page that says volunteer now, and you can hit that button and it will take you to all of the programs for the volunteer programs, and then also all of the 1 Million Pet Adoptions programs as well.
Well, that's amazing. Really, congratulations on everything, and you know, from starting the no testing on animals to where you are today. Congratulations on that, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Susan.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will learn about a comfy ride for Fido. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Fido Friendly Magazine presents the 6th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66. Presented by Ford and Animal Radio, with sponsors Pet Botanics, Canine Covers, Snuggle Pet Products, AZ Dog, and Red Barn. The tour travels from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters to support adoption events. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to see where the tour stops near you. You might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is brought to you by the Fido Friendly Vidaro Hotel in Las Vegas. Don't leave Fido behind on your next trip to Vegas. Check out their VDOG program at Vidara.com. So we travel. We want our furry friends to be safe and comfy when riding in the car. So here to talk about sidekicks for pets is Barbara Pietra. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Did I pronounce your last name right?
You did.
Oh,
very good.
Wow, I'm proud of me. So what is sidekick for pets?
Well, I have two products. One is a motion-absorbing dog car seat. It's an underinflated beanbag sort of thing, and the dog nestles into it, and when you slam on the brakes and go around corners, they don't move. And also there's a seat belt that goes with that they can hook to their dog's harness, not collar, and then you can hook it on to the seat belt, the buckled seat belt, or the headrest post. And that's one product. And the other product is brand new, and it's the Sidekick Pet Bed, which goes between the base, slides between your mattress and box springs, and it's all made out of aluminum and steel. It's half-inch tubing that's powder-coated, so it's real easy to slide in and out. And then it has a hang arm on the side of your mattress when you push it up close. And then the bed portion has a channel that slides over the hang arm. So you push that close to your bed, and your dog or your cat thinks they're on your bed, but they're not. They're in their own little space. Necessity is the mother of invention.
I really love that idea. So let's talk about these two different, totally different products. So on your brand new product for the pet bed, what is the maximum weight?
Well, we stopped measuring at 100 pounds, knowing there wasn't going to be an 18-inch by 24-inch dog that was going to be 100 pounds that would fit in the smaller bed. But they can hold, depending on the weight of your mattress, and most people today have the larger, deep,
right,
deep mattresses, and they can hold 100 pounds easily. Both of them. So, and then we do, for the medium bed, we do have a support leg that they can buy separately if they have a really heavy English bulldog or something like that, and their mattress is not heavy enough to hold it, then we do have a support leg for that one.
Wow, that sounds really, really interesting. So I haven't seen a picture of that yet, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. Is that on your website?
Yes, they're both on the website, sidekickforpets.com.
Okay, and so now let's go back to your initial product that you invented. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, initially I came up with the idea for my kids. So when they fell asleep in the car, they could attach this to the lap part of their seatbelt and then fall asleep on the bag. And they wouldn't move around or anything. And then I thought, this would be really good for dogs. So you buckle your seatbelt and you attach it with the Velcro straps, and it sits so it doesn't move around. And then your dog sits, nestles into this little thing, and they love it. It's their own little spot. And using the seatbelt with it keeps them really in their one little place where they should be, so they don't disturb your driving.
Exactly. And I think we've all learned, trial and error as the years have gone past. I mean, years and years ago, we had two dogs, and we bought a van, and we took the middle seat out, and we weren't really thinking at that time the safety and precautions that we do take now. But we had two big dogs, and basically that was great. They had a lot of room, but they only wanted to be up in front on
right.
our laps,
right.
looking out the window.
Last time I checked, there were 11 states that have passed a law that your dog has to be restrained in the car.
Well, I applaud those states that are doing that, because it's just as important. We know what a projectile these dogs become when you're slamming on the brakes. And even if it's a small dog, that force could, knock you out. But I like your website, too. It's really fun. It looks like you have the Zelda dog on there.
Oh, Zelda's on there. Yes, I love Zelda.
Yeah, who doesn't love Zelda? Who could not look at Zelda and have a smile?
Oh, I know. I love it when I get her daily dogmas with Zelda in her coconut bra and martini glasses.
Of course.
Yeah, who doesn't like that?
Yeah, why not? So when we're looking, what kind of materials can we choose from? I guess you could tell me about both products now. What materials can we choose from for both products?
For the motion-absorbing car seat, it comes in that really soft fur, and I have black and gray and ivory, and then also a really nice faux suede, which is tan or black. And then the Sidekick Pet Bed comes in the tan faux suede, but the pillow is reversible, and on the other side is the ivory fur. which is the one my dog likes.
Oh, that's so nice. What size dog do you have?
I have what's called a Bevair Terrier. He only weighs 6 pounds, and everybody stops and asks me if they can take pictures of him and what kind of dog is that? And he's kind of like a Yorkie, but he's very, very sociable, and his body is black and white, and then his head is tan and silver and white. So he's kind of a goofy looking little thing, but he's adorable. I love him.
He sounds very colorful. And back to the sidekick that we want to use in our cars. What dog is this best suited for? What sizes are we able to look at for this?
There's a smaller size, which is 18 by 22, and then there's a larger size, which is 20 by 26. So it's really, and I have had even my friend's boxer did some pictures with us, and she was 65 pounds, and she just loved it. She just, as long as a larger dog just leans into it, it will still work for them. But the, for smaller dogs, it's very easy. They just nestle into it, and they just love it. Very comfortable, and they don't move around. And one day I slammed on the brakes, and groceries, purse, everything went flying, and I looked over at my dog, and he looked at me like, what? What's the matter? And he didn't move at all. So it really
worked.
Wow,
that's amazing. That's amazing.
It helps for dogs that get car sick.
Yeah, now how does that work?
I don't know if it just absorbs motion for, when you're riding around, or if it just, from the motion of the car driving straight, it absorbs some of that motion also. So it does, I've had many people send me emails and say that their dog doesn't get car sick anymore.
Wow. That's really, really amazing. I really think it's fun. And, when you look at it, it's just looks like their little regular pet bed in a way. So, they really don't even probably know the difference. They were taking the pet bed from inside and putting it in the car, and they're probably just not even sure that they're going for a ride.
Right. For the beanbag, dog car seat, you can use it in the house. I take mine to, like, when I go out to get coffee with people, and I bring it with me and put it on the ground, and so my dog sits on that instead of on the hard cement. And then the sidekick pet bed, you can take the bed portion off the hang arm, and you can put that in your car and wrap the seatbelt around it and use it as a car seat.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you thinking of a third product?
Oh, yes. It's so funny because so many of the things I've invented nobody's ever seen before, so it's sort of hard to explain, and people are like, well, what is that? And people have called and said, well, how does it stand up, the pet bed? And because when you look at the pictures, you just see the bed on the side of the bed, and
right.
You don't, I'm going to turn that off, and you don't see the...
Oh, that's okay. You're in business. Your phone should be ringing.
And you can't see the metal tubular base that slides between the mattress and the box springs. So people haven't seen anything like this before. But it's something very unique and very new, and it works really well. And my dog loves it, and everybody unsolicited that has bought it has sent me emails saying this is so much better than I thought it would be. The construction is wonderful. It's beautiful.
Wow.
My dog loved it the first night. So it's going to be a good product. And it kills,
yeah.
I'm happy with my dog on my bed, but then when it gets hot in the summer, it's like, get off my bed. And he just goes and actually when it's hot, he prefers to sleep in the sidekick.
That's neat. Well, let us know when you've got another invention that you want to share with everybody. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Well, thank you.
For more information, log on to sidekickforpets.com. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be giving you the brush off. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Phyto-Friendly Magazine presents the 6th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66.
presented by Ford and Animal Radio, with sponsors Pet Botanics, Canine Covers, Snuggle Pet Products, AZ Dog, and Red Barn. The tour travels from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters to support adoption events. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to see where the tour stops near you. You might just find your new forever friend.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims with Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. So we love our furry friends, but when the fur flies and more ends up on our sweaters and couches, we need to turn to the help of our next guest, Henry Straza from Lily Brush. Hi, Henry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's such a fun product that you have. So tell us about the Be Forever Furless Brush from Lily Brush, and the nickname is BFF, which is very appropriate.
Very appropriate. Sure. The BFF, it's actually our first pet product. It is specifically designed to remove pet hair from upholstery, clothing, furniture, bedding, and also from automobiles. So you can, anywhere fur lurks, this brush will work to remove it. It's our first pet product, as I mentioned, and we're located in Denver, Colorado. We launched this product back in April, and it has been a huge hit. We've got a lot of customers buying it, and the first thing they say is, wow, you know, I can't believe this works. There's so many products out there on the market that don't actually work.
Well, that's what I was thinking of is what makes this different? I looked at the video. I went to your website, lilybrush.com, and I saw the video, and it was really amazing. And of course, it's a white couch and it has dark fur, so you can really see how it picks up. But what makes this different than a lint or a hair remover that's on the market?
Sure. Other pet hair removers on the market are typically made of rubber right now, and this is the first product on the market that actually has nylon bristles. So it's very similar to what you would find in your vacuum. And unlike conventional lint rollers where the direction, you know, if you go the wrong way, all the lint can go right back on your clothes, the direction of the Lily Brush, it does not matter one bit. So you can go back and forth, and it's 100% reusable, you know, no more sticky rollers. That's our motto around here.
Every car should have one, don't you think?
Oh, totally. I've got a little Australian Shepherd, and Australian Shepherd Kelpie mix, and he rides around in the back of my car all the time. And this is just so fantastic to be able to remove the hair. It saves a lot of time vacuuming, which is a lot of our customers rave about as well.
Well, that's it, and that's where we're all time poor. I don't care what anyone's doing, but anything to save time. And then I also saw that the BFF can also remove muddy paw prints. And I've got the lab, I've got the boxer. We are in Idaho, so the muddy paw prints come with the territory. So who was your case study for this? And I mean, I'm really interested in this.
Sure. So Elsie Hamilton is actually the inventor and the president of Lily Brush, and it's, as you could probably guess, named after Lily, who was a rescue Australian Shepherd. And Lily, of course, would play outside all day in the mud, as many of us can relate to, and then first thing she would do is she would hop right up on the couch, that nice white couch. And so while Elsie was developing this this prototype, she said, I wonder if this will work on the muddy paw prints that are all over my couch. And next thing you know, the Be Forever Furless Brush had a secondary use aside from removing pet hair. So we're all thrilled about that.
Oh, that's amazing. So now my next question is, how do you clean the BFF? Now that we've done all this, how easy is it to clean?
Sure. So it's very easy to clean. Like I mentioned, it's 100% reusable. Once it gets full of cat or dog hair, what you can do is just take it over to the sink, rinse it out. I recommend using a little light soap and water. The light soap will help to remove any dander that's been collected in the bristles. And then after it's clean, you just tap it out. All the excess moisture and excess hair will fall right out. You can throw it in the trash if you don't want it to go down the disposal, and then it's ready to use again.
Oh my gosh, that couldn't be any simpler. And it looks like you have one other product on your website.
We do. We have it's a smaller brush. It is it's called our Save Our Sweaters brush, and it is designed to remove pet hair from clothing. It also works to remove pills, so the fuzzballs you get on sweaters, from natural fiber clothing. And it's fantastic for if you want to carry in your purse, put in your car. You know, I keep one in my briefcase for meetings. It's just a fantastic product to have around, especially if you do have dogs and cats and they're all around you all the time.
Yeah, that was pretty clever of you guys, too, because now the nickname for that is the SOS.
Exactly.
SOS,
so we've got the SOS and the BFF. So between those two products, we've got all your pet hair problems covered.
Well, that's really, really exciting. Well, good for you guys. Congratulations. It's never easy starting a business and one that's taken off and done so well for you all already. So I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me and wish you continued success.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan. We appreciate you having us on.
For more information, log on to lilybrush.com, and that's L-I-L-L-Y brush.com. And that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. For more information about today's show or about traveling with Fido, subscribe to Fido Friendly Magazine or visit our website at FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio Network.